You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Cane Break in Athens, Alabama. I have Coach Jacob Ricketts, who is the head coach of the golf team at Athens High School. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Coach Ricketts.
Happy to be here. Appreciate you having us on today.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful place, Cane Break. This is where your team practices?
Absolutely. This is where we practice. This is our home course. Most of these guys have grown up playing this course their entire life, so really gives us a pretty good advantage.
How did you find your way to being the coach at Athens High School for the golf team?
Probably being the luckiest person ever at Athens High School. I always say it's right place, right time. When I first got hired on, they asked me, would I be willing to coach? I said, yeah. They asked me what, and the first thing that came out of my mouth was golf. But at that point in time, they had a coach, Young was the golf coach, and he was doing a great job with it. And he decided this year that he was going to step away, and luckily for me, I was standing right there with my hand open, so That's how I got here.
So, Coach, where did you come from before Athens High School?
I was in Birmingham at an elementary school called Sun Valley Elementary School.
I know exactly where that's at.
Yep. I went to Athens, graduated in 2007. And so for me to be back here in Athens, it's a dream come true.
I grew up on 18th Avenue Northwest.
Oh, man, I know exactly where that's at.
We were there when the school was being built.
Absolutely.
And my younger brother actually attended school there. I was at Irwin, and I went to Arthur, too. So Arthur okay. Elementary School. I go way back.
That is way back. Over there, that was my first job as a teacher and a coach, and I went down there, and I loved the school, and it's just a bad time. COVID hit, and we only were there for half a year. But luckily for me, Athens called, and, you know, I got to come home. So
absolutely. And this Athens is your home. This is where you're originally from?
Yes, sir. Athens, Alabama, born and raised.
Graduate from Athens High School yourself?
Graduated Athens in 2007.
Well, good for you, man.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that you took that path and ended up home. And we have several guys here sitting with us, part of the golf team. What have you been up to lately?
Just perfecting our game, trying to be the best we can. Kind of going out here and chasing the teams that we know we're going to play against in sectionals and postseason play. And we went down to Turtle Point on Monday and killing it. We took that one, got first place there, and that was really big for us. So that's a big confidence booster heading into postseason.
And when we talk of postseason, the playoffs, is it considered – similar?
What kind of, you got sectionals, then you go sub-state, and then we got state. So we'll have sectionals at Terry Pines and Coleman, and then we come back to Canebrake for sub-state, and then for state we'll be down in Auburn at RTJ.
And as far as Athens High School being a 6A school or 5?
It's 6A. Still,
okay, moved up to 6A. As far as rankings, do you know where your team is positioned right now?
Not really sure, but –
does it matter?
To me, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I think we're playing our best golf we possibly can right now, and we're only getting better each event we go to. So that's all I really care about.
Any of these guys pursuing certain colleges or having colleges watch them?
Absolutely. We got Nolan Wolf over here, and he'll be going to Samford in Birmingham.
Excellent. Congratulations to him on that. Who all are you facing right now immediately in the sectionals? Who do you know you're facing off with?
Our biggest competition, the one we're focused on, is Coleman. That's, you know, every time we go somewhere and they're there, me and their coach, we'll always have something to say, kind of, oh, man, we didn't expect to see you here today. Like, you know, that kind of thing. But that's the main team we're focusing on right now is Coleman, especially with sectionals being on their home course down there at Terry Pines. That's who we're watching. We're gunning for them.
And I would think with golf, like any other sport, you've got certain areas that are going to thrive, and you have some teams in particular areas that you might look at and say, hey, they're really talented. They've played a particular course all their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And these kids, they're familiar with it.
Yes, sir. That's a big thing. I mean, we run into teams all the time that will have one or two really good guys and then a couple guys that are new to the game. So, you know, we focus on the top guys because you can go as an individual. So we watch the top guys. I try to pair our top guys with their top guys and let them go after it.
I was asked to be a part of a fundraiser for Austin First Foundation, and it's Aces for Austin. And I told Anthony Turling, who's organizing that, it was his son that passed away. I told him, I said, if you want me to ruin the entire golfing experience for anybody who participates, you just keep on with that. I said, I'll just cover the event. How about that? He said, that'll be great, because I have limited experience with golf myself. I played a couple of times at Anderson Creek Golf Course, which is a great course over in Anderson, lived
Absolutely.
Nearby there, and had a buddy say, hey, go over and play with us. So I did mess around with it, but I never – experience like the guys you got right now with as many years as they've been playing. This is something they've done since they were very, very young, and I don't know how young that would be, but I'm guessing probably even 3-4 years old maybe.
Oh, yeah. I have a running joke that if I come out here and play with any of them and I beat them, then they're off the team. But these guys that are sitting right here, I won't play with them. They make me look bad. So I got an appearance to keep up, you know.
So. Yeah, right. So, Coach, when did you start playing golf yourself?
I was probably 8 or 9.
Okay.
Picked it up as kind of a hobby just to hang out with my friends on the weekend.
Yeah.
Got lucky enough to make the Athens golf team one year. Didn't get to play in but one tournament because there were some guys on that team, Andrew Medley, Andrew Morris, Jake Mathias, Joe Higginbotham. I mean, they were so much better than me. It wasn't even funny.
I get it.
I was a practice warrior, you know. I was out here on the range just getting after it.
That's why I was a kicker in high school. You know, it was like the place I could fit in football.
Yes, sir.
And I knew my place. Who was the coach at the time when you were there at Athens High School?
It was Janet Latham. So that was – she's – the last time I talked to her, she's – her and her husband are in an RV traveling around the country. So, you know, they're they're living the big life now.
Yeah. Excellent. So she didn't go across to Tennessee to get another retirement.
I'm not sure what she did after that. All I know is that she looked at me one day and she said, you know, Jacob, I'm really glad to have you out here, but why don't you just go on back up to the range? And I said, all right. And then I know that she was the athletic director a short time after that. And then I graduated and went off to college, and I ran into her a couple years later, and she was doing the RV tour thing and living it up. So,
excellent. What is leadership like when it comes to the sport of golf? When you have somebody that's maybe a senior or a junior and has somebody younger coming up, to get them to step up, I'm kind of envisioning, because I'm not as involved with golf, I kind of envision football or other athletics where a team member says, hey, you might try this, do this, to push them a little harder and help them get some experience.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same way. I mean, these guys got a lot of experience playing a lot of different courses, and so when we get the younger guys out here that may not have been to one particular course, you know, they look up to them, and the older guys will kind of say, you know, this is what we're looking at here. This is what you need to be doing. Same way with when you're on the range, they'll kind of watch them, and if they look like they're struggling in one aspect, these older guys, and I say that, but I've really only got two older guys. Most of these guys are freshmen, so, you know, but they help each other out, and they're always like, man, try this, change this. Little tweaks in golf are a big deal.
I think when I came in, I heard someone say, why did you try the 5-iron, or why did you use the 5-iron? Maybe that's what I heard.
But these guys, there's no telling. With this crew, they're always getting after it. They're joking on each other. They're really competitive. It's a lot of fun just to go out and watch them.
I can imagine. And parents support.
Absolutely.
You have a lot of people who come and support these young men.
Absolutely. I mean, and most of these kids, their parents, their dads, they're their coaches. And so one of my things when I took over was, I'm not trying to change the book here. I'm not trying to do anything out of the ordinary. I'm very blessed that these guys do have very supportive parents and dads that coach them. My main goal as a coach is just put them in the right position to win. Get them as much, exposure as possible.
Speaking of positions, we have a couple of guys that are going to talk to us from the team. I don't mind talking to anybody that wants to, but who are we going to speak to first, Coach?
The first guy we're going to talk to is Nolan Wolf.
Welcome to the Mark White Show, Nolan.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. You are a senior, headed to Samford for sure?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
What led you to that decision to go to Samford University?
Last summer, just playing tournaments, you know, just talking to different schools, figuring out, you know, different spots of where I wanted to go. But, you know, ultimately Samford gave me a good opportunity, good amount of money, and I really like the practice facilities and the coach up there. So
excellent. So you took a trip to Samford, you were able to meet with the coach, kind of get a feel for the school?
Yes, sir. Probably last summer was the first time I went up there, and then I went down there twice in the fall and once this spring already. So,
and do you have family members who've gone through Samford that kind of encouraged you to do that?
I do not. None of my family's ever been there, and I don't really know anybody that's ever been there friends wise either, so I'll be the first one.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. New experience. Well, that's kind of part of college.
Yes,
is to go off and figure out, you know, new places and get new experiences, and maybe you'll bond with your team in a way that you're going to gain all this family real quick.
For sure.
At Samford.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Now, as far as being a senior, you're a senior.
Yes, sir.
So you're, when it comes to leadership and trying to help guys that are coming up, say you've got a new guy on the team and you're trying to help him, what is it that you try to offer to them that maybe some experiences that you've had to help them move forward in the game?
I would just tell them, like, commitment. I think commitment's a big part of the game of golf, and so if you commit to it and you know what your goal is, you want to get it done, I mean, the only person that can do it is you, so it's all on you. In the game of golf, that's what I like about it a lot. So you know, if they want it, they really have to go get it.
That, Nolan, is what I liked about kicking, because similarly,
yeah,
I was using my foot as a club, you know, and I could go out and kick on my own. I was independent. I could go out to the football field, and if somebody doesn't show up to the golf course, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
So their practice and how much time you put into it, really there's no excuse not to be there.
Yes, sir.
If you love it, right?
Absolutely.
Hopefully, as you move forward through the sectionals and then the sub-state and then to the state eventually, you guys will have a lot of success, and this is closing out your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been playing?
since I was born. My dad's a golf pro here, so, you know, I've been around the game all my life. So.
And you're sponsored by Titleist?
Got a little bit connection with them.
That's great. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're at Cane Break in Athens, Alabama. We're going to be talking to Gavin Swint when we come back, another player on the Athens High School golf team. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. We're on location at Cane Break in Athens, Alabama, as I have Gavin Swint with me. Glad to have him talk about Athens High School golf. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Gavin.
Glad to be here. I appreciate it, Mark.
Absolutely. What grade are you in?
I'm a freshman, so I'm class of 2026.
Excellent. Now, how long have you been part of the team? Did it start in ninth grade for you?
No, sir. I joined the team last year, played in a few varsity tournaments, but I was an individual. So this year, taking on a responsibility of being part of the top five. So that's been nice, having teammates of mine also be freshmen. So, yeah, I'm just glad on taking on a challenge, not on my own. So
yes, y'all are coming up together. So you've got a group of freshmen that are going to be coming up through the ranks of sophomore, junior, and senior, and y'all will be playing together for now, what, 3 more years. So that'll be great.
Yes, sir.
So. Excellent. What are you looking for in the sectionals coming up? And I know Coach mentioned Coleman in particular, but what is it that you're going to challenge yourself with to be successful in the tournament?
Terry Pines, you know, I've always seen it as a course that I feel like is really gettable. I feel like all the guys on our team can play good down there. It's just kind of putting every single piece of the golf game together and trying to get out of there with a win, obviously, get back here to Substate, here at Canebrake. Home course, obviously, that's what I think a lot of us are looking forward to. Just getting a chance. Like he said, you know, Coleman being a big sectional rival. So really looking to perform well against them.
So just so I understand, Gavin, Substate is not a guarantee. You've got to get through sectionals, or is Substate guaranteed for the team?
So sectionals, out of our section, 4 teams will get through. So you've got to, you know, obviously play good. You can't all play bad. But, I mean, you know, regardless of how many teams get through, we're always looking for a win every single tournament. We're always trying to play at our best, you know, go out there, put out scores that we know other people are going to be, you know, wanting to be on their best too, because we want to bring it every single time and challenge other teams.
I like that challenge, though, that you're thinking about, okay, we're going to play in Coleman, we're going to take on this course, but then we got home field advantage if we're able to come back to Canebrake.
Yeah, that's a big deal for us, having it back here at Canebrake this year. Really, really looking forward to it. We put together some good scores at our tournament here, so hopefully duplicate that, play even a little bit better. But like I said, you know, we're really just trying to push it as low as we can go. So,
how much practice do you get in when it comes to golf, as far as, say, hours a day? How much time you spend at the golf course practicing?
Really, I feel like I could say the same for any guy on this team. We're all kind of, as soon as we can get out of school, we're here. And as soon as the sun goes down, you know, we're going home. So we're trying to put in, you know, 2-3 hours a day. Really, that's kind of a minimum day. But most of the time, we're here till dark, you know, just trying to make sure we hit a little bit of each part of the game every day. Just trying to get 1% better every single day. Coach Ricketts says it best all the time. He says, better today than yesterday and better tomorrow than today. So
nice.
Always trying to get better.
And I'll tell you, where Nolan's going, they're known for academics. And so juggling the sport and juggling your schoolwork, how do you manage that?
Obviously that's a challenge, missing school to go play golf tournaments. I love it, though. I mean, I feel like getting out of school is something that any high schooler would probably like a little bit. But it's definitely a challenge. I feel like I manage the workload really well, but not try to get too caught up in golf. You know, I still have a responsibility at the high school. So.
Sure. We just interviewed a young man at Ardmore who was a Bryant Jordan scholarship winner, and he's on the track team. And I discussed with him balancing between the academics and athletics to get a scholarship like that, because there are opportunities out there if you have that balance between academics and athletics too.
Yeah, I feel like that's another thing about going to college. I feel like me personally and other guys in my grade will see that. You know, we're always trying to be as good in the classroom as we can be, because with golf not being as big of a sport as football, basketball, or baseball, you know, you're not getting as much scholarship money, so you're always trying to seek more opportunities, you know, that you can help ease the pain of college. But at the same time, you know, we're still trying to keep it a 50-50 balance, really, really trying to push it out here and really trying to push it in the classroom.
Well, I wish you well in the sectionals. And then, of course, if you get to Substate, wish you well there and on to the state. Congratulations on your success this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And right now, folks, we have Case Haygood. He is a senior on Athens High School golf team. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Case.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. You're ready to go out and play golf. I get that. Sectionals coming up. What do you expect of yourself as you move forward with this challenge?
I hope to play well enough that my score is low enough that the whole team can move on. But if not, hopefully go as an individual.
Absolutely. And so I understand, and so listeners understand, when it comes to the top to the bottom of the team, what do you have to do to move forward? So if, say, somebody is very high in their score, mm-hmm. as opposed to being low, I guess that – I don't want to say drags the team down, but it does essentially. What do you have to do to be competitive? What type of scoring has to happen?
I would say if we wanted to go to state, middle 70s.
How long have you played golf?
I started when I was about four.
4 years old. And this is where you practice here at Canebrake?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right, and being a senior, where are you planning on headed for college?
Going to Calhoun.
Calhoun. Will you play golf for them?
Yes, sir.
Terrific. They're ready for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I wish you well in all that, Case, and thank you for talking to me today,
okay?
We'll jump right back to Coach Ricketts as we close out this program. Coach Jacob Ricketts, welcome back to the show again, Coach.
I appreciate it.
So as we close things out, you're facing sectional, then as I understand, the sub-state and then state. Sectional, you got to get into Coleman and have some success there to move on to sub-state and come back to Canebrake.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like you've got a good team.
They are. I got those two seniors. They've been grinding. They've been on the team way before I got here. And they're backed up by a good group of ninth graders. And the best part of this is that we've got a lot of young guys on this team that are getting ready to come up. It's a good and bad thing. You know, our senior leadership after next year, these guys that have been playing, these two have been grinding since, you know, they were in seventh, eighth grade. And so they've always been on the team. And so we're fixing to have a dip, but we're loaded seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. So we've got a lot of young guys that are coming up. And as I said earlier, you know, our top five varsity guys right now, we got two seniors and three freshmen. And so looking ahead, we're pretty excited. Athens is on the up and up. So we're excited about that.
So are you able to have, say, at the Athens Middle School, if you have 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, are you able to have guys go ahead and be part of your team from, say, the 7th and 8th grade to get that experience now?
Yes, sir. So what we look at is we don't have 6th grade, but we do have 7th and 8th grade. And kind of the thing that we're looking at for the middle school-wise is, are they ready or are they just good at golf? I mean, golf is – you can play Canebrake 100 times and you could be really good at Canebrake, but you could go to RTJ Schoolmaster over in Florence and play the worst game ever. I mean, you could wake up today, play the best round of your life, wake up tomorrow and play the worst round of your life. It all just kind of depends because you're not really playing the other teams, but you're also playing the course. And so one of the things that we look at when we're getting ready to set up our varsity squad is, you know, they play really good golf at Canebrake, but are they mentally tough enough to go to Schoolmaster, to go to Terry Pines, to go to Valley Hill over in Huntsville, you know, that's to go to Oxford at Cedar Ridge, which was one of the more challenging courses we played all year. And that's really where you find out who's ready for this. And I bring up Gavin Swint, and I know he won't mind me telling this story. Our first tournament of the year, we were down in Tuscaloosa, and it was a two-day tournament, and Gavin gets on the front nine, and he hits a bunker, and it was a no-limit scoring. So, I mean, you just played. They didn't no pickup. You just most of the time you may have a double or a triple par max, and Gavin hits a Sam bunker. Took him 12 strokes just to get out of the bunker. Well, then he finishes out that nine and gets back to the front nine and has the lowest round of all of our guys. I mean, so
– much needed.
Much needed.
By the way.
And it – you know, so that's one of the things we look at. Like, are they mentally ready? Are they tough enough to go out here and forget the last hole, remember their best shot, and look forward to the next hole?
It is a lot like kicking as I'm thinking about it. You know, when I put in, say, a 50-yard field goal, and if I shank it, then I may be off for a little bit if I miss an extra point.
Yeah.
You know, somebody blocks it, something changes or alters my normal routine.
Absolutely.
And then I get off on it. You see that with kickers a lot. And
I guess
in the golf game, if you're off a little bit, make some mistakes, it can really get to you and you start questioning your ability
Absolutely.
Pretty quickly, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny how it goes. You know, kickers can sit the bench the whole game and come out. And they feel like the world's on them, you know.
That's it.
For one play, they either make it or miss it. There's no in between. And you get that a lot on the greens when you get to 18. If you've played 17 holes and you get to 18 and you look at the leaderboard and we really need this birdie putt. I mean, that 5-foot putt now looks like it's 500 feet, you know. And it's
right.
A lot of the mental struggle. You got to be able to rebound and brush it off and get ready for the next hole and get ready for the next day. And these guys – I always bring up Gavin just because of that one round, but these guys have shown. I mean, they've we've had ups and downs all year, but the best thing about those guys is that they've always fought back. They've always challenged themselves. They've always risen to the occasion. And, you know, we needed a two-par putt. Well, we needed two pars at the Athens Invitational, and Case and Nolan ended up, Case birdied, Nolan parred, and away we went. We took it home. And so,
nice.
You know, the pressure's there every hole. They always rise to the occasion. So,
Coach, as far as sectionals go, what's the date on that? When does it start?
So, May 1st at Terry Pines. That'll be sectionals. And then from there, we'll move on. So that next weekend, I believe, will be sub-state. I think it's somewhere around the 12th. And then from there, we'll go to RTJ in Auburn.
Coach Ricketts, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you and talk to your players today to talk about Athens High School golf. I appreciate you allowing me to come here to Canebrake to speak to you today.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate it, man. Every bit of the publicity we can get right now is a good thing, and hopefully we'll win some more, and we'll have you back out here and maybe even play a round of golf.
I wish you much success, Coach.
Thank you very much.
As an added bonus, when we come back, we'll have 13-year-old Adeline Pike, who just yesterday hit a hole-in-one at Canebrake Golf Course. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Red and yellow, pink and green, purple and orange and blue. You can sing a rainbow, sing green.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow.
Folks, we're coming back to Canebrake here in Athens, Alabama for a bonus segment as I speak to Adeline Pike. She's part of the Athens High School golf team.
Yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Adeline, you just hit a hole in one here at Canebrake.
Yes, sir, I did.
What hole was it?
It was hole 17.
How far did you have to hit it to get that hole in one?
I had 156 to the pin, and I hit a 6-iron.
Very nice.
Yes,
and
sir.
You said this is not your first hole in one?
No, sir, it is not.
You've had it three other times
yes,
than today?
Yes, sir. This was my fourth hole in one.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
How often do you practice, Adeline?
I practice every single day out here at Canebrake.
Do you know how many hours you put in to your practice?
No, sir. I really don't keep up with it.
But you show up after school in the afternoons?
Sir,
that's
do.
When you practice?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. And what grade are you in, Adeline?
I'm in eighth grade.
Wow. Very young.
Yes, sir.
So you're still in actually the middle school.
Yes, sir.
But are you part of the Athens High School golf team for the ladies?
Yes, sir. I'm part of Athens High School, even though I'm in the middle school still.
That's what I was talking to Coach Ricketts about, because they're able to have, say, 7th and 8th graders join their varsity team, be a part of the high school team. So are you one of the youngest on the ladies' team?
Yes, sir, I am the youngest.
Oh, okay. And how many ladies are in the Athens High School golf team right now?
I want to say maybe 8. I'm not for sure, but I want to say 8.
9.
Oh, it's 9, okay.
So just say there's
9. Okay, there's 9.
And as far as competition goes, how do you – help each other? I know being the youngest, you've got some leadership on the team, maybe some seniors and juniors that you could look up to?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We normally just practice together whenever we get the chance, and you know, some of them will ask me for help on their swing, and I might just like give them my advice on it. So that's pretty much it.
Where did you learn the game of golf yourself?
My dad has pretty much taught me all my life, but Mr. Chris Burns, he taught him when he was a young adult. And Daddy pretty much just passed on what he knew from Chris down to me.
How long have you been playing, Adeline?
I started golf when I was 2.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Was it here at Canebrake?
Yes, sir. I've been playing here since I was 2.
Very good. And now, let's see, 8th graders, so you're 14, 13?
I'm 13. I'll be 14 in 3
okay.
weeks.
Okay. Just so. Guessing. I was trying
yeah.
to think back quickly
yeah.
as to what age group that is. And how do the older team members treat you on the Athens High School ladies golf team?
They treat me the same as they would treat anybody else.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
And y'all challenge each other?
Yes.
The boys are about to start sectionals May the 1st. Are y'all on the same schedule where you're about to start sectionals for your team?
Yes, sir. We are about to start sectionals, but I don't think we start it till May 2nd.
Okay. Will it also be in Coleman?
I think, yes, sir, it is.
Okay. And have you played the course in Coleman before?
Yes, sir, I have.
So a little bit used to that terrain, mm-hmm. what to expect?
Yes, sir.
And when you play it competitively, say for the sectionals, how many holes do you play for that? Is it 18 or do you play 9?
We play 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you'll be matched up with another 8th grader, or will you be competing against potentially someone older than you?
Probably someone older. It could be my age, but more than likely someone older.
Okay. How does it make you feel to have a hole-in-one? I know there's a lot of people that's their dream. There's people who've played golf all their life that have never had a hole-in-one. They would love to do that. And here you are with 4, be like, hey, I just got another one.
Yes, sir.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel pretty good.
Was somebody recording it? Did you have some type of video or anything?
I don't think
it just happened.
Yes, sir.
And then it's like, hey, I just did it.
Yes, sir.
That's excellent. On the 17th hole at Canebrake, and congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I wish you well in the sectionals as you move forward, and go Eagles in Coleman, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Adeline Pike, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Canebrake in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.